From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air, and I ask them questions like, what are you doing? What are you going to do? And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me on the air today is Brandon Good. Hey, Brandon, welcome to KXEI.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You are at the University of Arizona, and from what I gather, you're working with blue lights. Can you tell me more about this? Because I've heard about like green light therapy for pain relief, and I've heard about blue light therapy for skin care, but I have a feeling you're working on something totally different.
I work for the Scan Lab under the direction of Dr. William Kilgore. In my project, we're looking at the effects of blue light therapy on sleep in people with post-traumatic stress disorder. And so what we're looking at is using blue light to help aid along people's circadian rhythm, to help them have a more healthy night's sleep. In your brain and in your eyes, there's these things called intrinsically photoreceptive retinal ganglion cells. And so basically what those do is they are light detectors, and they tell your brain, hey, we need to start making melatonin when it's dark, or hey, we need to stop making melatonin when it's light. We are basically training the brain right at the beginning of the day to say, hey, it's daytime. We're going to stop using melatonin with that kind of strong blue light that we are administering to them at the beginning of the day. It basically tells the brain, oh, it's daytime. It's time to start the day. It's time to get those bodily processes going. And here we go, ready to start the day. And so when it starts to kind of get darker out, goes more into nighttime, the body is kind of more in that correct cycle where it would be naturally if we were to spend all of our time outdoors.
How do you administer this blue light? I mean, so, it's not like you can give somebody a pill with light in it.
So in this study, what we did was we used sort of a little light box that they would put on a table. It wouldn't be like directly into their eyes. It would kind of be like off to the side and angled towards them. But in future studies, we're looking at using something that's kind of more like, it looks more like glasses, kind of with lights on them. They look pretty cool.
What have you observed so far?
With some of our previous studies, what was really interesting was people actually experience what's called a circadian shift. And so when we're using this light therapy in the morning, after a certain period of time, people actually naturally start to wake up earlier, which to me was just crazy. Like how much? And it's only 30 minutes of this blue light exposure that we're giving them in the morning. And overall, sleep can impact so many parts of your mental and emotional health, your psychological resilience, your cognitive functioning. Having a healthy circadian rhythm just does so much for your overall health.
Yes, sleep is the number one ingredient. That's the thing we all need first and foremost.
Exactly.
This sounds like a really exciting field of study for you. What do you plan on doing in the future after you graduate?
I'd like to get a PhD. I'm not entirely sure in what yet, probably neuroscience if I continue to like my program that I'm in so far. And then, yeah, eventually run my own research lab, whether that's in sleep or mental and emotional disorders. I'm not really sure yet, but I'd like to run my own research lab.
I love that idea. Be like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm working in the good lab.
Yeah, the good lab. No, I'll have to take that.
What about music? You ever listen to music?
Yeah. So actually my minor is in music performance. So I play in the orchestra at U of A. So, but aside from that, a lot of hip hop, rap, kind of more typical college age stuff.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday, Brandon. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And I hope you sleep well tonight.
Thank you. You too.